Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah. Monstrous Radio.
Okay, I think y'all about ready for another edition of Monstrous Radio Karma Cafe. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve. I am DJ E Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable. We still waiting on Jazzy B to get here, but we are the Monstars, and we're going to rock it out with y'all tonight. So, you know, we're trying to help y'all get some therapy on, because we know how it is. You go through life every day, fuck around and get 30 days for putting your hands on somebody. Don't do that. Call in. Put their ass on blast. You got a problem. We going to hood solve them, and we going to make everything copacetic. So all right, let's go ahead and say what's up to the lady of the house tonight, Miss Unbelievable. What's good, Mama? How you feeling? Hello.
I'm feeling monstrous tonight. So good. The doc is in the house ready to give that hood therapy to those who are in need.
Right. Okay. So y'all know the number. Call in, kick back, leave your boots on, because some of y'all feet, they just stink. Get it? 563-999-3411. Hit us up. Press 1 if you want to go live, or you can just listen in private. We also have our chat lines open. You can leave comments there. Matter of fact, let me open the chat right here on Blog Talk, and then you can call in, leave your comments. You got something you want us to address? That time you can make that happen. So we got our who's bumping, who's getting fat, who we got on our lineup tonight, who we gonna clown?
Ooh, we clowning a few people tonight. So we gonna clown Antonio Brown, Kodak Black,
okay,
and Gervonta Davis. Gervonta Davis.
Okay. That's what we got on the chop block.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's get ready to get their ass. All right. Y'all know what it is. It's Woosah. It's about helping y'all Woosah through the music. Part of the show has been brought to you by the Soul in Me Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable, also Monster US Apparel, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. We'll tell you how to get a hold of these people here coming up in a little bit, because when you support them, you support the show. So, like I said,
woo-hoo,
we do therapy around here. It's about the woosah. It's not about dancing. It's about saying woosah and letting that stress go. Now, some of this song, we want you to cuss out loud because it's going to make you feel good. So, let me see. Up first, I'm not even going to play no new artists. I'm going to play something that y'all already know. All right?
What?
All right? A little hood cat. Yeah, a little hood cat. Y'all remembering? A little hood cat. Y'all remember? He came up with an older hood cat. They all older.
Wow.
I'm just saying. It is what it is. If y'all know who this artist is, you be the first one to call us up and say who it is, or put it in the Monsters Radio chat, you win a shirt. It is. Check it out. Woosah music. Say the cuss words. It'll make you feel good. Woosah, Karma Cafe, Thursday night, DJ E Monster. It's unbelievable.
We live, y'all. Let's get it. Go. You get it.
I'm loving how you look in my eyes, swinging them hips when you pass. I'm visualizing my name tattooed on that ass, baby. Jump on this Harley, let's go smoke some of that Bob Marley. Sip some Bacardi, then go pull up at the after party. I think we make a perfect couple, but you think I'm trouble. Maybe that's the reason you gave me the wrong number. She got me feeling like maybe she the wrong woman. Think I'ma be chasing the chicken head, you own something. Your toes painted, head fixed all the time, and your Gucci boots the same color as mine. If you read between the lines, you can see that I want you. I bet you how you doing what you said that you won't do. Make a decision, shorty, good things don't last long. Your girlfriend keeps showing me that thong. Before I head home, I'ma stop at your house and blow the horn. If you come outside, you know it's on. Holla at your boy.
Wonder why I don't call her. Maybe because I'm busy and she needs someone to spoil her. It gets annoying from time to time. I gotta ignore her. Know her to let her know that we friends and nothing more. She loves it when I'm in town. Hate it when I'm not around. I get her and wear it down. Next door neighbors hear the sound. Pitches hitting the ground. Just enough to hold her down. I'm sticking and moving. Cruising after the third round. Just lay back, baby, and let me drive you crazy. I can make a 40-year-old feel like a young lady. I admit I fell in love with a frame. And I make her feel special. I let her call me by my government name. Her panties wet over fame. Fell in love with my chain. I wonder if I wasn't an entertainer, would she remain? Surrounding me, hounding me, trying to be my homie. I'm not your boyfriend, I'm your homie.
Watching her lick her lips, or watching her walk, she hypnotized me with her hips, man. I sweet talk her if she like, cause all she really want is a nigga to treat her right. Right, look, I'm legit now, I used to break laws. Now you can reap the benefits of world tours. Big house, big Benz, girl, it shows. Mink coat, Italian shoes, stones with no flaws. You ain't got to look like a model for me to adore you. All you gotta do is love me and be loyal. Don't indulge in my past, fuck what happened before you. Cause to me, some honeys don't hate you, they never saw you. Come here, let me touch on you, I let you touch on me. Put my tongue on you, you put your tongue on me. Let me ride on you and you can ride on. We can do it all at night, we can have a ball at night.
Wu-Zhao music, like we said, you gotta let that stress go, man. You know what I mean? You're gonna run and get 30 days putting your hands on people. So, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, to Adam, it's unbelievable. We also got your spotlight, you know what I mean? We've been doing Karma Cafe. You've been doing your spoken word. You've been doing your thing real strong with that. I know we got that going on. So, you got a piece for us tonight?
What's that going on? I do got a piece for us tonight. I do got a piece for us. And it goes, like, strictly with, like, when I thought about this piece, I'm like, ooh, I kind of been going strong with some hardcore ones, and then I went strong on some other ones. But I never read the Soul of Me Speaks, actual Soul of Me Speaks, how it came about. You see what I'm saying? So tonight I'm going to read the Soul of Me Speaks. And then we're going to talk about the Solomon Speak questions for tonight. All right? Y'all ready? You ready, DJ Monster?
Nope.
You ready?
You know we are.
All right, here we go. The Solomon Speaks. Dear future mate, I once knew the definition of love. Then it dawned on me. I had no clue. I had it all figured out. Cute face, motivated, and inspiring soul. And as long as you treated me well, over my door, showered me with gifts, and showed me respect, I was good to go. I dreamed one day you would meet all my wants and needs. I wanted you to become my inner peace. With you, I wanted so much more. I embodied the famous quote from the Bible, love never fails. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on each other, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel with others' grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of the truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. This passage reminds me of what I dreamed in you, how I could love you unconditionally and give you my heart, soul, and body. Love is more than words can express. Your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard how much I yearn for your love. Knowing and becoming vulnerable to you and becoming one sets my soul on fire. The definition of faith makes my soul speak. So would you believe me when I said, I knew you were coming for me, even before I knew you. I prayed and fasted for you. I knew that you would be the greatest love I've ever experienced, even before we said hi. Our spirits met and congregated with one another. When the devil came in the form of others and situations to tear us apart, I knew that we would make our way through it, because our love story was already written and designed by God. I knew our love story wasn't superficial or a fairy tale. It was predestined before the world began. I knew you would be praying for us. I knew that I would be praying for us. I knew that you would be committed to us. I knew that I would be committed to us. I knew that you would be determined to find me, and I would be determined to find you. And most importantly, I knew you would never stop loving us unconditionally. I knew you would allow God to meet all our needs according to the riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I started off by saying that I once knew the definition of love, but I had to admit that I was wrong. Everything I thought love meant or represented was wrong. And what I learned growing up and what I've been through until now was totally wrong. It was wrong because love was you. God made me in the form of your image, taken to complete your rib. God prepared you to be my king and protector and provider over my heart, soul, and body in our future. He prepared me to be your queen and to nurture and show respect, honor, integrity, dignity, and virtue in our home and family. How amazing and blessed we can say that I am yours and that you are mine and we are one. I call you king not because you are my husband and life partner, but simply because no one will ever reign and rule over my heart but you. My soul speaks to you, and I am so glad you listen. Thank you for loving me, your future mate. The soul of me speaks.
Well, damn. Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to spin a track. Hopefully it fits with this. I was trying to find something that would fit with it. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to get more into the show. That's the soul of me speaks, and it's unbelievable. E dot to the cat. Camera Cafe, Monster US Radio, live.
I just landed on the turf today. Heard some people acting crazy over something strange. Brothers be paying for diamonds that they can't afford, just to keep up the appearance for a Polaroid. All I see is something crazy I don't understand. Lady making babies just to keep a man. Fellas chasing Stellas when they got a Pam. They go from Stephanie to Bethany, from Bethany to never be. So,
how does it feel to be loved?
Oh, how does it feel? That's what they say. Ooh, must be insane. Oh, yeah.
How does it feel to be loved?
Somebody has got to tell me, yeah. Oh, yeah. what it sounds like, but someone told me it's a little Marvin with some candlelight, a little ocean on the weekend with a can of Sprite. I mean, a loving wife. Ooh, love is such a mystery. I'm so perplexed by all the things my eyes have let me see. People think that love is things like physicality, when in reality it's meant to hold you down like gravity. If I have to buy love, then I don't really want love. If this is what it means, the fighting and the screams, you want dependency, I need sincerity. Oh, I gotta know, I ain't too sure. Somebody tell me, how does it feel to be loved? Yeah.
It is, how does it feel? I always love your, you know what I mean, your spoken word. It's very inspirational to me, you know what I mean? So tell the people where they can connect with you and get your book.
You can connect with me on SOMS, that's the Soul of Me Speaks, on Facebook. And you can contact Lulu. You can go on lulu.com and you can pull in The Soul of Me Speaks, The Soul of Me Speaks Volume 1, I mean, excuse me, Volume 2, and the Soul of Me Speaks 30-Day Journal. You can look on Google, and you can Google, and it'll pop up on Google, The Soul of Me Speaks. And you can go on any online bookstore and put in The Soul of Me Speaks, and it'll pop up.
Okay, there it is. So, yeah, y'all heard that hashtag, right? Oh, damn. Look, I don't knock my damn phone stuff off. Oh, my goodness, me and my phone today. I'm about to woof her and just kung fu. Bruce Leroy, my
damn boy. Woo.
Oh, my goodness, I've been hanging up on my own self. How do you hang up on yourself?
You know, wow. What's your night going to look like?
Fuck with me and you'll find out. What we got on this chop block with this who's bumping who, who's getting fat. What are some of the topics we got coming up later? I forgot about that, so the people can marinate. We try to give you guys enough time to get your thoughts together, come up with some comments, try to say something that throw us off our pivot foot, anything, but we try to give you a little bit of time to think about it. So we drop it now, and then, you know, we do our thing, and then we come back, and then hopefully you'll have something for us. But, yeah, tell them the things we're talking about tonight.
So the first one is, do you agree that women fall in love with a man's presence while men realize they are in love after a woman's absence? Think about that one. I'll read it again.
Okay.
Do you agree that women fall in love with a man's presence while men realize they are in love after a woman's absence? The second question, how do you know when the relationship is over? And the last question, do you think when someone says, I love you, are you looking for a response back with an explanation and why? I'll say that one again. Do you think when someone says, I love you, are you looking for a response back with an explanation and why? I'm all over that one.
So that's what we're talking
about. I'm all over those.
Right. Things. Okay. So in between time, so what are we clowning tonight on this? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Also known as the gossip lifestyle. That's right. Who are we clowning? Who's gonna get
it? Okay. So Gervonta Davis. He sued for stiffing jeweler out of $250,000, and it says you wrote a bogus check. So, Gervonta Davis has nearly he's a rapper. $250,000 worth of bling in his closet that he never properly paid for because he wrote a bogus check. Oh, no, he's in sports. He's a sports player. Sorry, my bad. He's a sports player. Shane Jeweler in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania claims they can reach a deal. Chill out. With Davis last year to make him stick ice, but they say the boxing star ultimately ended up stiffing them. According to court docs, the jewelers say Davis ordered a $130,000 green Richard Mille watch, a $60,000 custom pendant, a $30,000 Rolex, and four $12,000 GD pendants. They also say Davis had another blue Richard Mille watch, which he had previously bought from them, repaired for $19,000. But they claim when it came to pay up the $250,000 bill, Davis and his team paid with a counterfeit check. The jeweler said there was no accident either, saying Davis knew that the cashier check was counterfeit and he acted intentionally and with malicious intent. Now the jewelers are asking for jewelry to be returned or the $250,000 with interest plus damages be given out to him. How in the Sam Hill you going to write a bogus check? Only hood people back in the day did that. Come on now.
Well, let's put it like this. A lot of people be trying to act like such and such and such and such, but let's keep it 100. That motherfucking place that took that cashier check is hood as hell, too. They trying to act like they are establishment. I mean, come on. For $250,000, I wouldn't take a cashier check for $90. Hell no. You come to me with a cashier check to buy some shirts, take that shit back. You better go somewhere and cash that motherfucker and bring me the cash back. You did.
Okay.
I'm $250,000. There better be a, you better be coming in with some goons with bags. Are we doing a wire transfer? You're not going to give me no sheet of paper that's talking about I'm good and you're going to walk out of here with 250 worth of jewels. The other place knew what the hell they was doing. Yeah, they, I'm just saying. That's,
right?
Yeah, they be trying to act like, yeah, you ain't fooling nobody. I'm from the neighborhood, too. I know how that shit go. We used to go rent cars. The motherfucker wasn't on the up and up. You dig? I'm just saying. Come on, you don't need no license, nothing. Just give me $60. He ain't even write it down. As long as you don't tear up the car, he ain't even wrote it down.
Right?
You understand me?
But just think about it, though. Just think about it. I'm giving you a cashier's check. You can – People don't even accept cashier's checks. They barely accept money orders, okay? And money's money. But somehow money orders, they don't be like, nah, I don't want a money order either. I want cash.
Yeah.
Cash.
Yes.
Or credit.
Yes.
Card.
No.
That's a black card. It ain't no regular Visa. It's a black card that we know that got black dollar money on there since you're black. You know what I'm saying? It just makes it just so odd that Shane Jewelers, you would accept a cashier's check. Like, who does that? Like, no one does that. Like, that's almost like you getting a Rolls Royce and talking about, I'm going to come back with it. And you ain't putting no money down. Like when we, the dude that we read about, he taking the Rolls Royce and, you know,
saying,
he hooked me up with some favors. And I'm caught in New York because I done stole it. Come on.
Right.
Seriously, for real? Just to keep up with the Joneses? That's what we doing?
My shit's pinging in Arizona and New York. Get it?
Now, your name is Amari Jewelers that you can't pay your bill.
Right. So, all right. Look, we got Jazzy B with us now. What's good, Jazz?
Hey, Mama.
Hey.
Unbelievable. How you doing?
You sound a little low.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
There we go. Now we got you. Hello.
Hi guys. How you doing, girl?
I'm good, girl. How you doing?
Well, you know, it's all good over here. You know, as far as I got one more day before we done with work, boo. You know, doing it.
All right. So, all right, you hear the bullshit we talking about?
Him.
I mean, how you feel about this dude with this cashier check bound to $250,000 for some jewels?
Hey, that's their bad. That is their bad. I'm not going to take no $250,000 check. Cashiers at that. Nigga, no.
What?
Especially not for no damn jury. Like, what was y'all thinking? What was going through y'all mind? That's their bad.
Right. Right. I mean, it's not like, I mean, yeah, it is what it is. I don't know what to say.
Dumb.
I mean,
that's our dumb da da dumb dumb for the day.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay,
so
what else we got?
Number two. Kodak Black off to Kentucky prison. See y'all in summer 2022.
Oh, wow.
So Kodak Black can start marking the days off his calendar if that's allowed in federal prison, because we just learned when his release date will be. Kodak will be free again on about August 14, 2020, according to the feds. He could get out a few days earlier because the 14th falls on a Sunday. However, no earlier than that. It's federal policy to let inmates out early if their release date falls on the weekend. The rapper, known as the Bluegrass State, will apparently be his home until then. Kodak's currently being transferred to a federal prison in Oklahoma City, a temporary stop before one more transfer. His attorney says he'll end up in the federal pen in Kentucky. Kodak is serving 46 months for a gun possession case and has spent the first chunk of his sentence in Miami's federal pen. As you know, he claims that the Miami was a living hell, and he's blaming correctional officers for much of his alleged misfortune. He made a point to speak out about his alleged maltreatment in social media posts, claiming he was drugged, beaten, and denied food and privileges. Kodak's mom hired a powerhouse attorney, and she has got him moved. Despite Kodak's beef with Miami, sources familiar with the situation believe he was transferred to another prison because it's standard operations. So Kodak,
I didn't even know he was going to jail. Wow. I mean, I don't know what to say. What did he said the Florida, what you call it, was making it difficult for him. Did it say in there where they caught him with the gun by any chance? No?
No, they don't. So he's actually in jail right now. So.
Yeah. Because I'll be honest, in some areas that you go in, especially when you're an artist and you're touring and doing stuff, you need that thing with you. I'm just saying, get you a concealed carry. If you can't, hire somebody that can, or hire professional security. That's what I say. Don't just bring people that got concealed carry. Hire you for some professional security so you ain't got to do 40 months, da-da-da-da-da-da. But let's keep it 100. Life ain't easy out here. Sometimes you got to have somebody with that thing with you. You know, it is what it, I mean, I don't know the situation with him and what happened, blah, 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 but wow. And I guess that just goes to show you, I mean, if it's really like how it is, it don't matter how much money you got in jail if you ain't paying
the
right people.
Right. So here's what happened. Kodak Black was arrested on drug and weapon charges as he crossed from Canada into the U.S. near Niagara Falls in New York. In Florida, he has been charged at different times with drug and weapon possessions, armed robbery, sexual assault, probation violation, and fleeing from officers. So he had some previous issues.
Shit, he got off lucky. I'm going to leave it at that.
He was sentenced to 46 months. For a federal weapons charge, so he could face up to 10. He was
no,
trying to do
though.
He lied on a background check forms while buying multiple firearms in two different incidents earlier this year. Prosecutors said the two guns were later found by the police at a crime scene, including one with black fingerprints and a live round in the chamber that had been used to fire at a rival rap artist. Black has not been charged in that shooting.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was about to make some jokes, but never mind. I was about to make some jokes, be like, I know how they caught his ass. Tekashi told him where it was at. Boom.
Wow.
But no, we're just gonna leave that alone. We're gonna leave that alone. Oh,
they snitching together. Like, hey, he waving at his friend, talking about, hey, see you later. See you later.
Sorry. You got any comments on it there, Jazz?
My bad, I had myself on mute.
Jazz's new name is going to be the Mute Queen. Mute Queen, you with
right.
us. Mute Queen, you with us.
Right. Oh, mute face looking at him. How you feel about it?
Always go.
I don't have any thoughts about it. I just don't understand, like, y'all got all this money and y'all still going to fucking jail? Like, how, nigga? Like, I can understand going to jail when you broke, but nigga, you got all this money and y'all ass still going to jail? What the fuck?
Honestly, I think it is. You know what? That's a good topic right there. Like, how do people mm-hmm. get in certain situations when you would think they wouldn't be there? You know what I mean? Like, you'd be like, oh, how can you be a football player knowing all the shit going on right now and everything, and then you fuck up and do
that.
Some shit like
mm-hmm.
they clowning about. You know what I mean? Like, beat up a girl in the elevator or some silly shit. You know what I mean? Some dumb shit.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like,
this shit. They need to teach their ass a class before they give us some money.
And that's exactly
just because you got money doesn't mean that your mentality changes. Just because you feel like you are a freer person and that you can get off quicker.
It makes it more intense.
Yeah. But they forget that they black and they gonna get the black punishment instead of the punishment that the white folks get. You see what I'm saying? Their money stretches a little mm-hmm. bit farther than ours, but they haven't changed their mentality from mm-hmm. the gangster or the hood or whatever. They just get out, but literally inside they still operate the same. If you don't change your mindset, you're gonna stay the same. Period. No matter how much money you got.
It just mm-hmm. It intenses. It'll make money will make. That's how moms like Tekashi feel the way he feel. You dig? Tekashi probably. I mean, I'm not saying I don't know, but I'm just using this as a scenario. You did, because he came off as big Billy badass, and when the shit hit the fan, we see he ain't as bad Billy as he thought he was. But it'll make a motherfucker mm-hmm. like it'll make some little silly motherfucker feel like he should. You did? Mm. It'll make a little silly motherfucker feel like he Suge Knight or somebody, because he got some money, boop, 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 and then when the shit hit the fan... You understand me?
Exactly.
You end up snitching and telling on everybody.
Because you can't handle the truth. The truth? You can't handle the truth.
Yes.
They can't
so
handle
it just
the
intenses.
Truth.
Yeah, it just intenses. I mean, if you're a player, you get a lot of money, you're going to be slaying out there. Slaying. Why? Because people are going to be attracted to the money. And let's keep it 100. When you're dealing with money, some people do let you do things they normally wouldn't do. That's why they call it doing something strange for a little extra change.
mm-hmm.
You dig? So all it does is intensify. If you was a little gangster and you get you some money, now you a big gangster. If you was a little player,
the police
now you a big
don't
player.
See
you
me
pimping.
Now. They definitely ain't going to see me if I get some money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So that's how that shit happens. But, you know, but like you said, that's just, you know, not being really taught how to act when you got certain things. Like, here's an example. Like me, I got a lump of money, I look like I ain't got it. I'll just be casual as hell. You know what I mean? If I ain't got no money, I might look a little flashy. Why? Because when I got some money, I ain't trying to be robbed. I'm not trying to be all this flashy. I'm not going to look like no target. I don't know why I feel like I need to be a target when I'm broke. I'm really just fronting. You're going to rob me and catch a bill. Rob me and fuck up your own credit score.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. But, all right, my bad. I start ranting, didn't I? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, all right. She said, yeah. All
right, last one.
So, y'all got any more comments? There we go.
Last one, Antonio Brown, arrest warrant issued, beware of guns. So, you know, my boy, he played for the Steelers. Now he played for the Patriots. Now he's just about to play for the new team in jail. An arrest warrant has been formally issued for Antonio Brown for burglarizing with batteries stemming from the Tuesday altercation in front of his Florida home. The arrest warrant warns officers that Brown has a concealed weapon permit and is known to carry. Brown had a firearm stolen out of the Dade County in 2018. Officers said use caution when approaching Brown as he's known for being confrontational when dealing with the police. Antonio Brown not only assaulted a moving truck driver, he also picked up a rock and threw it at the vehicle, causing damage. This according to police, because his girlfriend is trying to move out and he's having issues with his girlfriend and he was mad. The court docs alleged Antonio Brown was moving towards the truck and his trainer attacked him during a routine drop-off at his Brown house. The driver claims he was hired to deliver belongings, but when the driver had demanded $4,000 payment, Brown refused to hand over the cash. The driver claims that he was trying to leave the home. When the police arrived, he still refused to give them the money. They end up arguing. Brown's associate eventually filed a restraining order, but it don't end there. He grabs the keys out the ignition, opens the side of the trunk, and begins to unload his belongings. AP unloaded it. The cops arrived, like I said, and they had negative words. Oh my goodness. He shut the door on them and went inside. He was cussing them out. Holt was arrested for burglary with battery. Brown was taken into custody, but sources tell cops they're working on that. Brown is also suspected of assault on the driver. The driver had visible scratches on his neck, shoulder, stomach, and forearm. He also had cuts on his fingers. Good Lord.
Well,
oh, Antonio.
I wish we still had it. The mental health line. Perfect example.
We do have it. We have the number.
People with money. Okay, we'll get to that in a little bit. People with money. Angry people. They become more angry.
Oof.
It is. And obviously, even though he was a Patriot last, he is still a Steeler. Boop!
No, he's not.
Petty joke.
He's
petty
not.
Joke, petty joke. Petty joke.
Petty.
No, he's stealing
he's
shit. He's definitely
he, no,
stealing
he is
shit.
Unemployed. He's unemployed. It has nothing to do with my Steelers. He's unemployed. There we go.
Okay. See, that's when a joke bombs and your homie don't try to back you. It was a Steeler. Steeler.
No.
He's stealing, taking stuff off the truck.
No.
Never mind.
No.
he need help. like I do with my jokes. He need help. that's just a perfect example. Like when we talked about, you know, beginning of the year, mental health. Sometimes people, that's the perfect, like, said before, I keep bringing references back to this. I wish I can remember which exactly night it was, but like in your spoken word, when you had said, what was it, like seconds or moments, when it can go from this way or that way, it can change a whole lot of things in your life in just a moment. Like when he picked up that rock, threw it, it changed everything. When the person came, he didn't have the money, doing all that confrontational stuff, da da da. That's just male alpha pride. I don't know what to say, but he should have had something inside of him internally to be like, I'm not going to go there with these people. Number one, I already been in the news for some other shit. Number two, I'm a high profile person. This shit is going to go everywhere. Three, I don't need that. I'm a big sports player. They going to run with me. get it? Everybody gonna say they scared of me, da da da. It's gonna be lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. But you know, sometimes you let your emotions get the best of you, especially when you got money. A lot of times they be like, I'll pay to get out this shit. You say that shit in an emotional state. Now, when your ass calm down, you be like, fuck, why wasn't somebody there to grab me and pull me off somewhere? But, yeah, but I think that's that, you know, especially when you're mad because somebody's trying to break up with you and they grabbing their stuff and then you, it's yeah, that's just the whole domesticated case all in itself. So, I mean, am I wrong? I mean, do y'all think it's mental or it was just a situation where things just got heated?
No, Antonio Brown is crazy. That's why a lot of people dropped him. He does crazy stuff. He says crazy stuff. He's always been confrontational. He's even more confrontational. His girlfriends say he's crazy. Like, he's just very emotionally, like, confrontational. Like, I don't know if he, you know, has that new situation with the brain, you know, from all the hits playing football that's making him so aggressive. I want to call it CTE mm-hmm. or something like that. But he has some serious mental issues that is out of this world. He's a privileged, and that's crazy when you're privileged. He's a privileged mental illness person. So that means he could go do whatever he wants and feel like he can get away with it. And a lot of rappers and celebrities, they feel like they're privileged to just do rude and unruly and disrespectful stuff and think that it's okay to get away with it, that they could say anything. So that's how I feel like, you know, where Antonio Brown is, he needs that help to say, this ain't going to work. But once again, you can't tell me what to do. I am a superstar. I won this. I'm this. I'm that. So you can't really tell people nothing when they think they're superior over you or over someone or was superior over someone. They live that through every day. And it's hard to come down when you've been living on that pedestal for that long.
Right, right. And I know we're going to keep it moving and get into our topics, things, and, you know, kind of rolling into that. But, you know, and I think that's, like, one of the things that's missing that people don't talk about when it comes to being adults. I should say the people I'm around. I shouldn't say that. Y'all people out there, y'all probably talk about it. Y'all probably do it, whatever, whatever. But it's like, how do I say it?
Think about it.
Come I know on. That's weird. I'm at a loss of words, but I'm trying to figure out the best way to say it. Oh well. Let's go ahead and keep it moving. So let's talk about some of the other things that we're talking about tonight. Let's see. What are some of the other things that we on? What are we gonna do first on these topics?
Let's. This is, you know, the one that to me, you know, will get us a wrap around real quick. How do you know when the relationship is over? How do you know?
Mm-hmm.
New queen, how do you know? Go over there.
The hell?
That was new queen coming out of you. I think.
You know? No, it was not. That was not me. I have been off mute. I've just been quiet. That was me.
Yeah. Okay. So she said, "How do you know when it's over?" I mean, y'all want to go first, or y'all want me to go?
Oh, I passed it to Jazzy.
Oh, my bad.
I'm going to say the energy is different, everything is different, like, everything in your soul is telling you it's over, there's nothing there, but some people just don't get it, though. Some people steady want to hold on, knowing that the shit is over.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your brain, well, your body, your spirit, everything telling you it's over and you still trying to hold on. Let that shit go.
Right.
Right.
Or talk about it. You know what I mean? Or talk about it. Yeah, at least have a conversation. You know what I mean? If that's mm-hmm. if that's what you're feeling, you got to at least have a conversation. You know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes you could be feeling wrong or, you know what I mean? Or that could, you know, because obviously if you're not trying to see it, obviously you're into it and you're not trying to let it go. You dig? Sometimes talking about it, well, what's wrong? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Maybe y'all could work it out or y'all can come to good terms and break it off. You know what I mean? Instead of just one day somebody comes, and we have a conversation, we need to talk. You dig? Nobody mm-hmm. wants to hear that. You know what I mean? Can I talk to you for a minute? Oh, shit. at least I hate them words. But I think in a lot of relations, I think it's a lot of times it ends up being like that. Well, some people don't see it because a lot of times in relationships, it's over before you guys even have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Before you actually realize it's over, it's been over for at least one of y'all. They just didn't know how to exit or they're trying to figure out a way how to tell you.
Right.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so like I said, that's the only way, you know, I mean, that's the best way to meet that or they ain't talked to your ass in 30 days. So let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are like, oh, I'm leaving you. I don't want to fuck with you no more. Fuck you. Fuck you. And call your ass in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, you motherfucker, da 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 da. So, you know, to them, it ain't really over. When they talking shit to you, it's not over to them yet. Or they ain't got that closure to move on. That's why they still talking shit to you. They're trying to get a response out of you, whether it's to get you to talk to them, hoping that you're going to fire back and through the middle of it somewhere, you guys will calm down and start talking, whatever, whatever. But when they stop talking to you, that shit's over. If they still sending you out shit, they're either trying to figure out a way to get back or some other shit. Because when motherfuckers is over you, they don't think about you. I don't. Shit, I wish you with somebody else. Keep so that occupy your time to keep you away from me so I can do what the fuck I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? I don't know. I mean, what do you think is the sign? Oh, go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry. Nope.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, some people just don't know how to let go, though.
True.
Mm-hmm. I know some people like that.
To me, okay. It's when my memories of us together is more funner than when I'm with you. Like, I could think of a memory, and I'd be like, ooh, ha, ha, ha. And then I look at you like, I don't even want it. It's like when I look around and you be like, dang, I remember. But now it's like, when everything, like you're just giving up, like when you just no longer, you just feeling in your, like Jazzy was saying, in your soul where there's no connection. Like there's no connection at all. Like the connection is totally gone. I can't stand to be in your presence. You can't stand to be in mine. We argue over the silliest things. Now you're trying to make stuff up. And it's just, you know, when it's just too much and you're robbing me of everything, my peace, my joy, my fun, and you boring, and you ain't, there's no give, and you ain't trying to do anything. That's when you know that they don't, like, you just done. Like, but it starts within you. You can't look at the other person and be like, oh, it's over because you did this. No, you got to realize when it's over in you, then you can't blame it on nobody. It's just over. And sometimes it's okay that it's just over. And you got to be okay with that. And you can even be okay and still be friends. You'd be like, nah, I'm good, but we just done.
Right. Yeah. Everybody always try to make it seem like, when you separate from somebody, it's always got to be so much drama and so much trauma and all this other extra fireworks and all this other stuff. You know what I mean? It don't have to be like that. I mean, some people go through depressions and all this, oh, why didn't they want me, or da 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 da. Keep it happy. Your ass wasn't happy. It's just now is the breaking point. At some point, you probably was passed out of you complaining, saying this wasn't working. Man, I can't stand that motherfucker talking, telling your girlfriend how he ain't shit, or, you know, vice versa, now the day's here. Now you want to act like it's just crushing your world. How is that? You should be happy now. Now you ain't got to deal with that bullshit. You dig? And sometimes a breakup doesn't mean that that's the end of it. It just means right now it's not working for us right now. We can come back together 5-6 years later and be like, you know what? My mind wasn't even right then. Y'all been like, okay, yeah, you're right. I wasn't right either. Now I see, I value, I miss you. I love what I had when I had with you. I didn't realize it, but I know it now, and I ain't going to fuck up. And shit might work better. So sometimes a breakup and a separation could help you.
Absolutely.
I could be
wrong.
Because
you find out who you are. You find out who you are. Because sometimes you ain't healed yourself from a situation and you just jumped into it thinking, like, if I don't stay here, if I leave and I don't heal myself, then he ain't going to, you know, then he may not be there when I get back, or she may not be there when I get back. But sometimes you may be making it worse, you know, staying there and not knowing that you're hurting that person more than you are loving that person, more than you are treating that person with compassion and kindness and goodness and mercy and meekness and grace and all that stuff that goes beyond just loving that person. You got to know how to do beyond just love. You got to be able to enjoy and relate and communicate and all those other things that build a foundation, instead of just thinking that love gonna conquer all. Love conquers a multitude of things, but sometimes it don't conquer all that we need it to. It just conquers enough for us to get through.
Right. Okay. You got anything else you want to tap on that, Jazzy?
No, sir.
Okay.
You want to spin, or you want me to do another one?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Do you think when someone says, I love you, are you looking for a response back with an explanation and why?
I don't never look for a response when I tell somebody I love them.
Okay. Why not?
Because I don't say I love you expecting nothing in return. It's just, I don't know. I never have. Like, I can say I love you and you ain't even got to say it back. I'm not going to feel no type of way. I just be really trying to let you know how I feel. But one thing about me, I'm not even finna tell you I love you if I don't mean it. Like, you can sit there and tell me you love me and I'm gonna look at you like you crazy. Like, not because I'm being cold-hearted, but I'm for real, like, I'm dead for real. This has actually happened to me in relationships. Like, a person has been like, I love you, and I'm like, oh, for real? You do? Not that I'm being cold, man, but I really cannot tell you I love you unless I absolutely mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Absolutely.
If I tell you I love you, believe that I mean that shit, because I'm not going to say it if I don't.
True. Right. That word, I love you, is like, it's got to have impact. And like, I only say it like when I say it, I'm all in. I'm truly meaning it. Like, and then when we break up or we not talking, like, the love is going to, like, just evaporate. You be like, nah, nigga, I still love you. I mean, we got to put my money in. Here we go. Going to my pocket. There we go. Okay. Just because we're not together doesn't mean that love ain't going to still be there. Now, we ain't got to be together. But when I love you, when I love someone, I love you. Like, no matter what, okay, situation, boom, okay, we may not, but I'm going to move on. Now, I may not be in love with you, okay, but I love you. Me being in love with you, well, that's something different. that means I'm all in. I'm yeah, that's different. But I could really say when I say I love you, I really mean it. And I ain't giving no explanation. I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. You will know it because my commitment to making that love grow into in love will show. Like, it will, you know, want to go further together. So it start with my soul. It start with that me. Because if I don't love me, then I can't love you.
Woo. Message, pick it up. This is definitely an Aries show. That's what we should just call this, the Aries hour. Because it just must be us as Aries. Because, I mean, I'll be honest. And it comes down again to, like I always say about some people, they think in relationships, they pick up a lot of the stuff from movies. You know, our parents didn't really tell us about romance and all those type of things. I mean, some parents did, like my dad taught me about, you know, how you should treat a lady and so on and so forth. But, you know, everybody's not taught that. You know what I mean? So when they see on the movies, she's like, oh, I love you. He's like, I love you too. Oh, oh. You know, you had your little soggy moments and shit. You know what I mean? That used to get me in trouble. Because a lot of women, when they say, I love you, I'm going to get honest. They expect your ass to say it back. And if you don't say it back, we got problems. From the jump, we got problems. I said, I love you. I said, I love you, motherfucker. And it's like, and I'm the same way. I'm the type that, okay, you telling me how you feel. That's cool. I appreciate it. So appreciate you. I can enjoy that. But don't expect me. Right, but don't expect me to lie, sit here and lie to you for the benefit of your own feelings when it's really going to make you feel worse when you find out I was lying, just saying it just to be saying it. You know what I mean? And I always seen it like that. Like, if I say it to you, I don't expect you to say it back. I'm telling you how I feel. Don't lie to me. You only saying that shit because I said it to you. That's how I always thought.
Right.
Like, don't even say it back.
Yeah.
You only saying it because I said it. And I said it because I feel it at this moment. So if I'm saying it, that means we doing something at that moment. I'm like, I love you. I'm having a moment. Don't fuck it up by saying, oh, I love you too. No, don't say that. Say, oh, give me a kiss.
Mm-hmm,
and let it be. Let me have my moment. But don't be like, I love you too. No, you just saying it now. Because if you was, we would have said it at the same damn time. We'd have sounded like a motherfucking chorus.
Or you would have said it.
Reverse. Right. So like auto-tune in this bitch. But, you know what I mean? But maybe it's just an Aries thing.
It is. Well, I have a, when I posted on Facebook, I have someone who responded. And it's, it says, it's a lady. It said, it is true. I love you. No response is necessary, nor should be required. When there is a response, it's a connection between the two, and it's like finishing each other's sentence.
Okay. See, maybe I don't know what sign they is, but you know, apparently that's the going rate around here. You can say it between guys, but I mean, I'll be honest though. But like I said, hey, I've been around women be like, I love you. Like, motherfucker, I'm only knowing you 3 weeks.
Oh, it ain't only women.
Come on,
it ain't only women. But
it ain't only women.
You can't judge how fast a person loves someone. You can literally look up and feel like you love someone in that very moment. In that very moment when you look into their face, you be like, damn, I love that dude. And you don't know why. There is no explanation, but you're just like, damn, I love that dude. Because you can't get past this connection that you feel. So, and it may be love or whatever, but for the majority, there's a sensation and you'll be like, oh man, I can really begin to love that dude. And it's just their own opinion and feeling. We don't know how they embrace love or embrace their intimacy and embrace that connection immediately. Some people are just scared to do it because they've been hurt by it. And so they don't even look to go to that word. But some people just be free balling to be like, yes, I love you. And that's how they feel.
I swear. And then another thing, I feel like it's horrible that I feel like this, but I feel like love is another four-letter word, like fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people use that shit so carelessly. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but.
No, I'm feeling it. I'm already knowing what you're talking about. I'm already there with
too.
You.
Yeah.
Some people, they like, they say it like it's I don't know.
A form of manipulation.
Word of encouragement or something.
Yes.
No, people use that as a form of manipulation to get what they want, to see how much they can get from you. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, if you're going to take it there, we're finna extend this show another 30 minutes because you done opened up a whole new rabbit box. Put a whole different kind of rabbit out of a hat. Yes, some people will use that to manipulate people. Now, when you guys are talking about the people, about the length of time, that is true. You can't really put a length on certain, on how long somebody fall in love with somebody. Some people can fall in love 24 hours. Some people can fall in love. I don't think it is, but that's just me. I couldn't see myself doing it. I could see myself falling in love. I can adore somebody in a short amount of time, but I can't see myself really, truly, truly loving you. Like, truly love. Like, I've actually loved a motherfucker before. You dig? So I can't see me just doing that quick, that fast. But I'm not saying it don't happen. You know what I mean? But the people that usually manipulate the people are usually somebody who came in, coupled, like what they had. I don't know, like the dick, like the trip. Like motherfucking flashy lights, everything, the bling bling on the throats and the teeth and all that type of shit. Like, oh, this could be the one. I could settle with this one for the rest of my life. This is what I'm looking for. And then this motherfucker talking about I love you, and now you don't head over heels and you flipping around doing whatever, whatever, and they don't give two fucks about you. They just keep saying, but I love you, and then your ass is going to forgive every fuck up and thing that they done did. So, yeah, I can see how that can be used as manipulation. And I'll be honest, some men, they look for women like that. Like, they watch. Like, okay, she was super duper into dude. They was only together like 3 months, but she was head over heels, buying them this, doing all that, doing all that. Shit, I want a piece of that. Get over there, say some slick shit. Oh, woo, 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 woo. Spit the bird, you know what I mean? And that's the going rate. I love you. I mean, how y'all see manipulation happen?
Oh, my God. They use it when they need a place to live, okay? They use it when they need something to eat. They use it when they're trying to lock you down for a long time. For example, a guy who gets a girl pregnant, well, in their mind, they're automatically thinking, oh, now I got a place to live because she ain't going to leave me because now she carrying my seed and I can, you know, manipulate her, you know, and say, hey, we got to be a family and we got to do this together and we got to do that together. And I'm staying here at your crib. Ain't put a dime in there. Ain't put no food in there. Eating up everything, but got a warm bed because, you know, the head may be good or the sex may be good. And the manipulation of me saying I love you and showing it to you every now and then is enough. And those are the ones that, you know, really go through manipulation because they haven't, you know, felt this need or wanted in, you know, within someone. And that little bit makes them feel real, real wanted. That's all they need is just a little bit. And those are the ones that got that low self-esteem, the ones who really don't know or experience what true love is. And so they accept anything and everything that is right there before them. Instead of just being like, you know, I'm worth more than this. And you ain't going to use my car. You ain't going to use my EBT card. You ain't going to run up my debit card or my card or, you know, sit in my house and I'm working and you're here. Like, to me, no. Well, that ain't love. That's a manipulation. And but yet, let him do it's almost like that Tyler Perry movie with the new Tyler Perry movie, Saving Grace. When that older lady who was, you know, she didn't have nobody, and then that young guy just did everything, showered her with gifts and opened her car door and done all the right things that you're supposed to deserve all the time, but didn't do the background check to figure out who they are. but said, oh, I love you, because it felt good and the love felt good for that quick second. And that's that how guys can look at you and be like, oh, she don't love herself, so let me get in. And then you forget to do that background check. Like, people be asking me, do you do background checks? Absolutely. I pay $1.99 when you tell me your name. Stop playing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I lick you up. Right. I figure out if, oh, you got a felony. Oh, you did what? Oh, yeah, you got to do your investigation before you start saying, I love you. And opening up your wallet, open up your car, open up your home. I'm just saying. That ain't love. That's manipulation.
Especially to your kids. Walk around, find out he was a pedophile. Yeah.
And you done left him at home with your kids, and now you wondering why they're acting funny and very sensual and sexual?
Mm. Right. I actually know an actual scenario of an actual family. You dig? Obviously, I'm not going to put no names out here. But basically, the mom had dated a guy. Come to find out later, down the line, I guess the guy was at the crib. I don't know if he stayed with them. I can't remember, you know, But was around the daughter a lot. Basically, make a long story short, it came out on the news that the dude had did some stuff with somebody else's daughter. You dig? Had been, like, doing it, The daughter broke down crying, like, now I understand why he used to feel weird when he used to look at me, blah, 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 blah. They dodged the bullet, but the other people didn't. And like you said, a simple background check would have had told her he had these charges on his background.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? So, yeah.
I got something like that, too. I actually got a friend at work. Her husband that she's married to.
Mm-hmm.
He used to beat her. Well, he still do beat on her. But she had found out that he was molesting her 14-year-old.
Mm.
Mm.
And then, like,
yeah,
she was trying, but the situation is crazy because she act like she want to leave, but she don't. And then she, like, she blame her daughter.
Yep.
And I'm,
they always do that.
I do not understand it. First of all, I'm going to jail.
Hello.
I promise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I'm going to jail. I'm going to sit down and wait for the police. Rocking back and forth. I'm going to cash in on all my mental health. I promise.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah,
I just don't
because
be understanding that,
But that's choosing to love this person. So why am I loving you? Because you're beating me? You're hitting me? That ain't love. That's a form of control. So if I accept what this man is saying, if I accept what my daughter is saying, that means I have to face his controlling ways, and how do I get out? So I'm going to blame you, make you feel like shit, make you feel like, you know, the next person can, this is okay, and we're condoning this behavior. And then once you snap out of it and now you think that it's okay, now you want to, oh, now, baby, oh, no. See, that's that manipulation even on your child to accept a man, you know, to do that and be like, it's your fault. Well, what's wrong with you? So what happened to you where you think that this is okay and think that this is love? It ain't.
Right, because you know that's how he got her to even, I think, I don't know these people on one now, but I'm just saying, I think that's how it got in her head to even say to her daughter or try to accuse her daughter that it's your fault. Because he's probably super duper abusing her. It is, and she tried to think something else, he probably hits her. You know what I mean? And some people don't realize this, ladies and men, some men being abusive relationships too. A lot of them times you don't know it because it's happened to you, but you probably had a concussion a couple of times. And when you have concussions, you don't think right. So I'm just saying,
I've had
probably was really getting stolen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was in an
abusive
relationship
for 4 years.
You understand? I mean, those who, you know, been through an abusive relationship understands how, you know, the out, not having no one around. But when someone tells you that they touching your daughter, that should make you snap the fuck out of whatever control he has over you. That's another level.
She was like, she sends him pictures, and I said, let me tell you something. I said, you see how you scared of him? I said, you don't know what he's saying to your daughter, how he getting in her head.
Right.
I said, that's what you need to think
right.
about.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's do this last one. Do you agree that women fall in love with a man's presence while men realize they are in love after a woman's absence? And that almost goes along with what we're talking about. Anyone?
I'll let y'all chime on that one first.
I can say yes. You can definitely fall in love with somebody's presence.
I think that I think it's hard for men to realize that they're in love because most men handle things differently when they get hurt from someone that they was in love with, and so they get used to being absent or they separate their feelings. I think women fall in love with a man's presence. However, they overlook some of the things that happen when they're absent in the relationship. So I think it's like a double-edged sword because we fall in love with the things that the man does for us, but we don't fall in love with the things, we don't realize the things that they don't do for us that we don't like. And so for when a man, after, you know, the woman leave, they're like, oh, yeah, I loved her, but, you know, hey, she gone now. Then why did you tell me?
That's
well,
me.
You know, it's too late now.
That is me. That's me, I swear.
So I kind of do both. Like, sometimes I need to not, like, realize that you're not there and I'm cool, you know, like miss you in a different way than I do when you're always here. Like, I want that, when I see you, that passion to be like, woo, your absence make my heart grow fonder, basically, sometimes. Like, but I enjoy your presence. Like, I'm that one who's truly in love with a man's presence. Like, I want them to be up underneath me all the time. I'm her. I'm that girl. Yep, I'm that girl.
Right, the girly girl.
Yes. Like, baby, come just be right. Now, I understand that he got to work. I ain't talking about that one who don't want him to work, but I'm talking about that one when work is done. Yeah, I want you right here. Like, right here. No, right here. Right here. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to wake up to you, go to sleep to you, all that. Send you off to work, all that. I'm her. I want your presence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, when my absence is when you at work, because then I'm thinking about you and I want you home so we can finish doing whatever we be doing because it's fun and we're doing stuff that makes us connect. But, yeah, I'm hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? You know, I think all people are different. You know what I mean? Some people like different things. Like, some people like that. You know what I mean? Some people don't like that. Some women like that. Some women aren't like that. Some women like, you know, get the hell away from me. it is whatever. But, you know, it all depends on the person, what they're into, what love means to them, what intimacy means to them, how romantic they are. There's so many variables that go into it. However, I think there is some merit to the topic part about, you know, women fall in love at certain times and men, you know, I'm speaking on the men have, men realize that they're in love. There is points in that, as But again, everything varies. That's some men. You know what I mean? Like me, I know when I feel it. You know, it just takes longer. You got to show me. It has to be something. You have to inspire me. Those type of things. That's what makes me love somebody. Those type of things. It's never superficial or just about sex or because you got some good head or all that extra shit. No. It's something totally different. So I know in the beginning when love sets in that I like it. Now, I would say some men don't like to admit it until after it's a danger point where saying, you know, y'all about to break up or some other shit like that. I can see you saying men don't like to admit it until it's in that situation. Yeah, because again, you know, some men are old school. You know, they don't like to say they love you, all that extra shit. Be like, oh, I don't have to say it. I showed it to you. Again, you know, that's like, you know, some men will always be on you. Like, I'm a PDA, you know what I mean? I like to show public display of affection. Some women don't like that. I've been women like, get off me. Like, don't try to hold my hand. Don't try to sweet all that extra sweet shit and da-da-da-da. I don't want the flowers. I don't want candy. I don't want that extra shit. Nah, don't do that for me. You know, carriage rides, all that. Nah, I don't like all that. You know what I mean? So it all depends on the person, da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's just how it is with some people. Some people like to act like they're in love, and some people pretend like they're not. But then when their ass is bumped against the wall, that's the one time I say, no, baby, wait, please don't leave. When, you know, you wouldn't have to do all that if you'd have just showed that before. So, you know, but I think just with men, a lot of men, they be in their feelings, but they be in their pride feelings. So don't always think that he don't love you just because he don't say it. You dig? Men don't like to feel weak. You know what I mean?
Say that.
Some men don't like to be humbled.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard for them. So just because he don't say it don't mean he don't feel it. It's just, I don't know. I can't speak on his behalf, but, you know, it just be like that sometimes when it comes to men. You know, I can't speak on behalf of the women, but, you know, the men, that's how it be sometimes.
Well, I think as women, we're really emotional beings. So we show it, like, we can't contain, well, some women can't contain it all. Like, they're just like, oh, I'm so in love with him, I don't know what to do, and da, da, da. But then, though, we have those ones who are hard, you know, they be like, yeah, I love that dude. Well, you know, it is good. You know, it's cool because they got that hard exterior and their pride, or they're not trying to. They got that wall up to make sure, because I love you, I don't want to get hurt. Because I love you, I don't want you to, you know, play me. So you go through all those emotions where you want to make sure that this person that you're loving is going to take care of your heart, because that's the one thing that you guard, and you put like bricks and sticks and everything around. So you be like, yeah, I don't want no one to hurt me. But then you got to realize that love, there's always not going to always be. A hurt may come, but it's how you react to it. And then to know that, okay, you hurt me, but yeah, that doesn't mean I still don't want to take care of your heart.
Right. You know what else I think too? I think sometimes it comes down into the people that we choose.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It comes down to sometimes the people that we choose. Like, you know, like you said, some women are hard. You know what I mean? Some women like affection. So if you end up choosing somebody who's hard, you know what I mean? that's when you're going to be guessing and questioning and all that other stuff, where if you find somebody that has affection, they're going to show that. And sometimes you just got to switch up. Sorry, I really had a nice little line to go down right there, but we are close to the end of the show, and I got other little things bumping here, and it kind of distracted me. Like, now Jazzy just dropped off. So, I lost my place on where I was.
Yeah, but just imagine, though, you know, when you don't pick that right person for you, you know, so let's just say you're not compatible. You it may seem like you may have to take longer to feel that connection because that's not usually what you go for. And so you be like, dang, this ain't what I dreamed for. But yet it's everything that you need and more, because you're like, okay, but I can't deny this connection. But then you be like, but dang, we're not vibing. But then you got to be like, take it slow. And then when you take it slow, you be like, okay, I want to speed up because I'm feeling these emotions. And so, and I'm feeling all these feelings. And then you're like, okay, let me check my feelings. Let me correct my feelings. Let me make sure my feelings is right. Let me make sure this love is right. But then you be like, okay, I'm going to just, if we just learn to just let it go, just like let it ride and just let it be, we'll know, like, this is what it is. Like, this is who it is. This is how it's going to be. So, but then you got to have that self-love to give love. If you ain't got no love to give, then you ain't going to give it. Like, so if you ain't got self-love within inside you, then you definitely can't love nobody else properly, because you got to love yourself first. You got to treat yourself good. You got to take care of yourself, because whatever you give out, what you put in, you giving that out. So if you ain't putting in love for yourself, are you really giving out good love? No. So you really got to make sure you take care of yourself.
Now I remember what I was going to say. Now I remember.
You remember?
We was coming back to, like, how you were saying, you know, about the men, you know, show love at the end. Sometimes what it is with men, and sometimes we got to remember when you, that's what I was getting at, but type of person that you choose. You dig? Sometimes women will make men feel like we have to be a tough guy. Like when you're talking about the nurturing and all that, that's natural for women. Naturally, men, that's why we don't like to be like around other men. We'll be on the phone. We don't want to be like, oh yeah, I love you. I love you too. And then some men are just bold. They're super alpha. Be like, yeah, I love you too, baby. And let it ride. Like cat try to rise them, it don't matter. You dig? But men, they always want to hold that power, warrior, soldier type stature. You dig? And they never want to seem weak. And sometimes you be with women that make you be like, if you try to do that soggy shit, come on, man, nut up. You know what I mean? They like that tough
guy.
You know what I mean? So then when they go on, say when the shit don't work out with them and they move on to some other shit, the other chick is like, she don't like that tough guy shit. Like, no, I want the sensible guy. I want you to be da-da-da-da-da when he was like that before, but because he was with somebody else and was like, oh, no, men don't do that. Da-da-da-da-da-da. She should just be saying the men I'm attracted to don't do that. You know what I mean? Because some women don't like that super strong guy. And it's just choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a choice. So.
But I think if men and women get back to their true authentic self, and what they want, no matter what that woman want, but they stay true to themselves, to what they want, then I think it can work. Like, if you know that you want to be that romantic, not emotional, but you know that person who tells their baby, I love you, no matter what, you know, whatever, or, but you can say it in a way that makes you feel manly and humble at the same time, that's what you go with. And a female who's like, I want to hear that man, but you know, you just got to know how to communicate to the one that you're with and stay yourself. Be you. Because if you try to switch up to be like to whatever woman that you're attracted to at that time in your life, you got to remember where you are in your life. Like, and you, because you're different.
Right.
At different times in your life, but at that time in your life, that's what you wanted. But maybe, you know, 5 years later, that ain't what you want. And that ain't how you have to respond or act. And then you got to go back to like, you know what? I was at a place in my life where that's how I wanted to talk to that female. But now I'm at a place in my life where I'm going to go back to me. Baby, how you doing? Baby, I love you. You know, and that's who you was. And then you get that chick be like, oh, I love you too. Let's ride this together. So it's like different levels, different times, where you are in your life that you got to grasp hold of who you are in that time, and then appreciate who you was before and be like, yeah, I didn't really care for that person. Yeah, let me just be me. I like this person. And then you just go from there, because love is love. Like, for real. Love have no explanation.
Right.
It explains itself all to itself. You know?
True that. All right, Let's see. I think we got one last break to take, and then we gotta do what we gotta do. So let me see some Wu-Tang music. Now I have some other stuff, but it's like some heartbreak stuff. You know, I'm not trying to go there right now. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Go there.
I'm trying to bring it up. In the essence of love, I'm gonna bring it to the Twin Cities, the one and only Black. This is called. Oh, should I play Ooh Wee Baby or What a Feeling?
Let me see what feeling
he gives me first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't feel it. Don't
feel it. Karma Cafe. Let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, D-Mac.
Let's go.
You gonna vibe with me on this one, dog?
Yes, I'm vibing. Woo!
It all started when I was a little boy. While the other kids were playing with toys, I heard this beautiful sound. It came from out of my mama's bedroom. That's when I knew what I wanted to do. Let me express it to you. What a feeling, what a feeling. I feel good, cause I love her. She feel good, cause she love me too. I love being in the studio alone with her. I love writing, composing new songs with her. I put pride in all my work, all my play. And she always hit me when I got something to say. Never ask about money, nor where I stay. And she'll always be down from state to state.
What a feeling, what a feeling.
What a feeling. We did an interview with Black. We do interviews with so many people. Well, either way.
Right?
He's a fellow artist from here to Twin Cities. Google him if you got to. The one and only Black. that could be like a Comic Cafe conversation right there. Like, why do us as people, you know, we talk about power and everything, but some people, we give them some goofy-ass names. Like, why the dark people, we always call them Black? Crunchy Black, Blackie Black, Boo Black, Blackberry.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, the one, like, they call him black. He ain't even that dark to me. I'm just saying.
Well, we may have to bring him back on the show and ask him why you went with black. Because he may not be talking about the color of his skin, you know?
What, toenail? Okay, we're going to see if we can get him back on the air.
Great guy.
So, you got any last words on our way up out of here? Because this lady's in my ear. 10 seconds.
Right, yeah. Come with us tomorrow. It's Friday Night Live. And remember, I love you forever, today, tomorrow, and always.
Okay, there it is. And all I'm going to say is good night, motherfucker. Do something monstrous, and I'll see you tomorrow. Friday Night Live. We're going to play some music. Hope to see ya.
Just tell me speak Maya. Wow, we out.
Don't forget, you can connect with us on monstarradio.com. That's monstarz radio.com.